Hola, hola, amigos. Habla Dylan. ¿Cómo están?
What's going on, Pod 101 World? My name is Carlos. Does your Spanish always know best? In this lesson, you will learn about the imperative mood.
This conversation takes place on a phone.
The conversation is between Fernanda and her grandmother.
The speakers are friends and are speaking informally.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
¿Aló?
Abuelita, soy yo de nuevo.
Hola, amor. ¿Cómo te quedaron los chiles rellenos?
No están listos todavía. Lo que pasa es que el incrédulo de mi novio dice que yo no sé cómo hacer chiles rellenos. ¿Verdad que la carne se pone cruda adentro del chile?
Amor, no me digas estos hombres. Ay, estos hombres. Fernandita, pero antes de poner la carne en los chiles, debes cocinar la carne en agua y también debes asar los chiles para poder quitarles la cáscara.
Ah, ya veo, abue.
And now, slower.
Una vez más, esta vez lentamente.
¿Aló?
Abuelita, soy yo de nuevo.
Hola, amor. ¿Cómo te quedaron los chiles rellenos?
No están listos todavía. Lo que pasa es que el incrédulo de mi novio dice que yo no sé cómo hacer chiles rellenos. ¿Verdad que la carne se pone cruda adentro del chile?
¡Ah! Amor, no me digas. Estos hombres. ¡Ay! Estos hombres. Fernandita, pero antes de poner la carne en los chiles, debes cocinar la carne en agua y también debes asar los chiles para poder quitarles la cáscara.
Ah, ya veo, abue.
And now with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
¿Aló?
Hello.
Abuelita, soy yo de nuevo.
Grandma, it's me again.
Hola, amor. ¿Cómo te quedaron los chiles rellenos?
Hello, love. How did the chiles rellenos turn out?
No están listos todavía. Lo que pasa es que el incrédulo de mi novio dice que yo no sé cómo hacer chiles rellenos. ¿Verdad que la carne se pone cruda adentro del chile?
They're not ready yet. What's happening is that my disbelieving boyfriend says that I don't know how to make chiles rellenos. I put the raw meat inside the chiles, right?
Amor, no me digas estos hombres. Ay, estos hombres. Fernandita, pero antes de poner la carne en los chiles, debes cocinar la carne en agua y también debes asar los chiles para poder quitarles la cáscara.
Ajá, love. No kidding. These men, ay, those men. Fernandita, but before you put the meat in the peppers, you must cook the meat in water and also grill the peppers so that you can take off the skin.
Ah, ya veo, abue.
Ah, I see, Granny. Now, wait a minute. I don't understand that. She says these men, but her boyfriend was right.
Yes, but it's the fact that he brought it to our attention.
Or questioning, and I guess questioning... Yeah. I would say any kind of woman, actually, in their cooking, especially when they're cooking for you, would not be a good idea.
Yes, don't question, just eat it.
And then making her call her grandmother to be verified.
Yeah, that's just not right.
Keep in mind, Pod 101 World, this is not a very good thing to do. If a Latina cooks you something, eat it.
Eat it.
Okay, guys, let's have a closer look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
Nuevo, nueva.
New.
Nuevo, nueva. Nuevo, nueva. Listo. Lista.
Ready.
Listo, lista. Listo, lista. Todavía.
Yet, still.
Todavía. Todavía. Incrédulo.
Incredulous, doubtful, unbelievable.
Incrédulo, incrédulo. Asar.
To roast, to grill.
Asar, asar. Cáscara.
Peel, shell, skin.
Cáscara, cáscara.
Okay, guys, let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is nuevo, nueva.
Always a nice adjective. Everybody likes something new.
Well, there are a couple of things I think of that I wouldn't want new.
Like what?
Like a new cold.
Touché.
But we have an interesting translation issue with our example from the conversation.
Enlighten me.
Well, in our conversation, Fernanda says, Abuelita, soy yo de nuevo.
Grandma, it's me again.
See, there is a small translation flex there. So we know that the adjective nuevo means new, but we wouldn't say, Grandma, it's I, new.
Yeah, that would just sound weird.
But give me a more common example.
Well, a more common example would be... okay, I got one. Este es el nuevo carro de Miguel.
This is Miguel's new car. Man, that is like the most common example given with nuevo.
It is, but you know what? You're right, but what can you do? When it works, it works.
Okay, instead of nuevo, what is another expression that Fernanda could have used?
Otra vez.
Again. Ready to move on?
Listo.
Perfect. An adjective that means...
Ready.
And here it is being applied to food when Fernanda says...
No están listos todavía.
They're not ready yet.
Okay, Dylan. Estoy listo para escuchar su opinión.
I should hope that you're ready to listen to my opinion. I'm the native Spanish speaker here.
Just trying to put in an example sentence under the radar.
Always a good way to do things. Okay, let's think of a related word.
Preparar, to prepare.
I was thinking more along the lines of alistar, to get ready.
I didn't know that one, but I think that's a better one too.
Todavía.
Oh, good one. You know, I'm always confused by todavía. It's one of those words that I feel like I should know already because I hear it all the time and yet it eludes me.
Well, we already heard the example. Let's go over it again.
No están listos todavía.
They're not ready yet.
So it means yet.
With todavía, we have an adverb of time that means still or yet.
Ah, okay. Bueno, voy a intentarlo.
Try with both translations, still and yet, just to make sure that it sticks.
Okay. Todavía no tengo el resultado del examen.
I don't have the test results yet. Good.
Manuel está enfermo todavía.
Manuel is still sick. There you go. Now, do you got it?
More than I did a minute ago. It works.
But I'll help you with the related word.
Please do.
Another adverb. Aún.
This is a fun word to say, guys. Aún. Aún.
Do you know what that means?
Aún. No. No, what does it mean?
It means still, yet.
Okay, so it's a synonym.
Can't get anything past you.
I try not to let them happen.
Okay, catch this next word. Incrédulo.
Incrédulo. Incredulous.
Carlos, I know some people who speak English who don't know what that means.
Okay, disbelieving or doubtful.
Better. Lo que pasa es que el incrédulo de mi novio...
What's happening is that my disbelieving boyfriend...
Doubt is a dangerous thing sometimes.
Especially in this situation.
¿Sabes qué?
¿Qué?
Víctor es muy incrédulo y no creyó la noticia.
Victor is very incredulous and he didn't believe the news. You know, I agree with not believing in everything on the news, but believing nothing is taking a little far.
I agree. La incredulidad.
What's that?
Say that three times fast.
I can't do it once. Okay, can we hear it again?
Incredulidad.
Incredulidad.
That means incredulity. The state of being unwilling or unable to believe something.
Ooh, not a good state to be in. Very closed. Completely with your eyes closed.
No, not at all.
Next up.
Asar.
Asar. Wow, that's like a completely new verb for me.
Asar, to roast, to grill. Debes cocinar la carne en agua. Y también debes asar los chiles para poder quitarles las cáscaras.
You must cook the meat in water and also grill the peppers so that you can take off the skin. So it turns out that Sebastian was right.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter. Being a sore winner or being someone who says, I told you so, will not gain him any points whatsoever.
No, you're right about that.
Well, here's an example sentence so that it sinks in.
Shoot.
A mi papá le gusta asar carne los domingos.
My father likes to grill meat on Sundays. You know, Dylan, I want to buy a grill.
Yeah, you should. Those cast iron ones are cheap.
Yeah, you know, and I saw that charcoal isn't like cheap at all. It's like $2.
But haven't you ever heard of carne asada?
All right, I have heard of carne asada, grilled meat. It just clicked asado, asar.
Last but not least, a noun.
What we got?
Cáscara. shell, peel, but in this sense, skin.
So, kind of sounds like mascara. Para poder quitarles las cáscaras.
So that you can take off the skin.
Yeah, you know, we wouldn't say peel or shell with a pepper, but now that you mention it, grilling, it would make sense.
Yes, it would.
So I could say, la cáscara de la sandía es verde.
Watermelon skin is green. Yum, watermelon.
I love watermelon, but I never buy it because it's a lot for one person.
That's true.
Now, what's on our grammar plate for today?
Today we focus on the imperative mood.
Okay, a very important mood.
Carlos, which form do we use when we give negative commands?
So we use the subjunctive form for verbs when we give negative commands.
Right. For regular verbs, conjugating in the subjunctive to give negative commands simply requires that we conjugate the stem of the verb in the yo, I form.
Because then we drop the O and interchange the corresponding AR, ER, or IR endings of the verb, as or es, for the informal tu form.
Or to make it a little simpler, we substitute a for the endings of ER, IR verbs to form the subjunctive. Likewise, we substitute e for the endings of AR verbs to form the subjunctive.
Now, what about irregular verbs?
Irregular verbs follow a similar pattern. Generally, we must first conjugate the stem of the verb in the yo, I, form. Then we substitute a for the corresponding endings of ER, IR verbs, and we do the opposite for AR verbs.
Now, let's check out some formations so we can see just how to do this. Here are the basic rules for giving negative commands. For IR and ER verbs,
no plus conjugated stem of yo form with the o dropped plus the corresponding AR ending, as we will tell you in the table below.
Okay, so the verb ending of
as
corresponds to the pronoun tú. The verb ending of
a
corresponds to the pronoun of usted. The verb ending of
amos,
corresponding pronoun of nosotros. And finally, the verb ending of
an
with the corresponding pronoun of ellos, ellas, or ustedes. For example,
decir, meaning to say, no, no, plus dig, drop the O, plus as.
Becoming no digas.
No digas.
Sorry, no digas.
Perfect.
That one too. Okay, the construction. Let's hear some sample sentences for tú.
No digas nada.
Don't say anything. Usted.
No diga nada.
Don't say anything. Nosotros.
No digamos nada.
Don't say anything. Ustedes.
No digan nada.
Once again, don't say anything. And we notice the changing in the regular pronouns. So for AR verbs,
no plus conjugated stem of yo form with the O dropped plus the corresponding IRER ending.
So for the verb ending of
es,
the corresponding pronoun is tú. For the verb ending of
e,
the corresponding pronoun is usted. For the verb ending of
hemos,
the corresponding pronoun is nosotros. And for the verb ending in
en,
corresponding pronoun is ellos, ellas, or ustedes. For an example, hablar, to speak.
No plus habl, drop the O, plus es.
No hables.
No hables.
No hables. That's better. So let's check it out the same way. The construction of tú.
No hables.
No hables. Don't speak. The construction of usted.
No hable.
Don't speak. Construction with nosotros.
No hablemos.
Don't speak. And construction with ustedes.
No hablen.
Don't speak. Okay, so let's switch it up a little bit and have three different verbs. Let's check out some negative commands for a regular verb. Okay, Dylan, how about an AR verb?
In the infinitive, cerrar, to close.
So how would I give a negative command using cerrar?
No cierres la puerta.
Don't close the door. And we have tú in an informal command. How about an ER verb?
Comer, to eat.
Okay, how about a sample sentence?
No comas la hamburguesa.
Don't eat the hamburger. Sounds like my mom. Tú, informal command. And finally, IR verbs.
Escribir, to write. No escribas la carta.
Don't write the letter. Tú, informal command. Okay, you know what, guys? Let's check out some irregular verbs just to have a well-rounded little lesson here. So how about an IR verb, Dylan?
Decir, to say. No digas nada.
Don't say anything. Tú, informal command. How about an ER verb?
Hacer, to do, or to make. No hagas eso.
Don't do that, to informal command. And finally?
Another ER verb would be tener, to have. No tengas miedo.
Don't be scared. Don't have fear. To informal command.
Now, in our conversation for today, debes cocinar la carne en agua y también debes asar los chiles para poder quitarles la cáscara.
You must cook the meat in water and also grill the pepper so that you can take off the skin.
Note how we substitute a for the endings of er, ir verbs. Likewise, we substitute e into the endings of ar verbs to form the subjunctive.
Now, don't be discouraged if this is confusing at first. You know, mastering this, the use of the subjunctive and the imperative moods, is literally one of the most difficult aspects of Spanish. So keep that in mind. Okay, guys, you know what? That just about does it for today.
Hasta luego.
Ciao.
¿Aló?
Abuelita, soy yo de nuevo.
Hola, amor. ¿Cómo te quedaron los chiles rellenos?
No están listos todavía. Lo que pasa es que el incrédulo de mi novio dice que yo no sé cómo hacer chiles rellenos. ¿Verdad que la carne se pone cruda adentro del chile?
Amor, no me digas estos hombres. ¡Ay, estos hombres! Fernandita, pero antes de poner la carne en los chiles, debes cocinar la carne en agua y también debes asar los chiles para poder quitarles la cáscara.
Ah, ya veo, abue.